Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we have two main topics. We're talking about another round of price increases on Tesla vehicles, and then we also have more emails that have been published from communications between Tesla and the California DMV. Quick look at the stock, another relatively quiet day. Tesla finishing up 1.3% to $672.37. That compared to the NASDAQ up 0.9%. Tesla on the week though, not a strong week, down 5.2% on the week, comparing to the NASDAQ down 1.5%. All right, first up here, late last night, we got yet another round of price increases on Tesla vehicles in the United States. If we pull up our handy dandy little table here, you can see that this is the third price increase this quarter alone. For this time, May week one, we have $500 price increases on the Standard Range Plus and Long Range Model 3, a $500 increase on the Long Range Model Y, and no change on the performance variants or to the Model S or Model X. So we continue to see these steady, small, incremental price increases from Tesla. Of course, we talked yesterday about how strong demand has reportedly been. We may also be seeing Tesla inch these prices up in anticipation of an electric vehicle tax credit in the US. And as we've noted during previous price increases, commodity prices have been increasing too. And Elon Musk was pretty clear on the Q1 call that there have been logistical and supply chain challenges. Those are going to impact your costs as well. So there's good things on the demand side, bad things on the cost side. All factors that, if they had an influence, would have an upward influence on pricing. So steady increase here. If we look since January 1st, we can see that the average price increase on the Model 3 and the Model Y across all variants has been a $1,500 increase. And then since April 1st, so start of this quarter, the average increase has been $1,100. But of course, both those figures depend on mix. Now, the reason I bring this up is because as we think about the second quarter, Tesla, you know, they're going to deliver somewhere in the ballpark of 200,000 Model 3s and Model Ys. Not a forecast. We'll, of course, talk more about that throughout the rest of the quarter. But again, for the sake of easy math, if we assume about half of those are delivered in the United States, and each of those costs $1,000 more than they did in Q1, that would be an additional $100 million in revenue, saying just from the price change there, not even from selling more vehicles. And potentially a lot of that would be falling straight into gross profit, depending on how much of the price increase is driven by cost changes. Since we already know there were circumstances driving costs up in Q1, hopefully those don't get worse in Q2, and most of this is just incremental profit then for Tesla. So with a relatively small price increase here, then you potentially have a significant amount of extra revenue, significant amount of extra profit, and then you're layering that on top of already generating more operating margin from delivering more vehicles, likely without much of an increase in your fixed cost. So my point here is that Q2 is shaping up to be a very strong quarter financially for Tesla. And again, Tesla's been inching these prices up every couple of weeks, so we may still see two or three more of these this quarter. Another item worth noting here while we're on changes to the design studio, of course talking pricing there, is the delivery estimates, especially as we talked yesterday about reports that Q2 production may already be sold out. So Tesla has actually made updates here. If we look at the Model X, Tesla has moved the estimated delivery window for new orders for both the Long Range and the Plaid Model X out to January to February for here in the US. The Model S, I'm not sure if there's been an update here. The Long Range is now listed as September to October. Can't remember where that was before. Plaid a month earlier for August to September. But most importantly for the Model 3 and the Model Y, they have not been updated, at least here in the Midwest. Still, the Model 3 is showing 5 to 8 weeks and the Model Y 6 to 8 weeks, which would still be Q2. So as I said yesterday, those delivery estimates aren't always the best proxy for when you're actually gonna receive a delivery. But I do think they're more telling when Tesla's in there and actually updating things, which they did with pricing, and at least the delivery estimates for the Model X. So maybe that casts a little bit more doubt on that report, but again, at the end of the day, I don't think either way it's all that important. All right, next up here, we are again discussing emails that have been released between California's DMV and Tesla that were published under the California Public Records Act per a request from Aaron Greenspan of Plainsight. So parts of these newly published emails were then picked up by a number of different media outlets, including Reuters, who today published an article with the title of, quote, Tesla tells regulator that full self-driving cars may not be achieved by year end, end quote. Well, initial reaction, makes sense. Second thought may be, didn't we already talk about this? And we have talked about emails that have been published between Tesla and the California DMV. That was back on the March 8th episode, if you want to go review that. But same situation, Aaron Greenspan requesting under the California Public Records Act those emails, but popping up again today because there is a new email. So the email in question is from the California DMV to Tesla. It includes a memo recapping a 30-minute call on March 9th, which was for Tesla to update the DMV on the Navigate on Autopilot City Streets expansion, known to us as the FSD beta. So paraphrasing here to hit the high points, they say on March 9th, DMV representatives had a teleconference call with Tesla representatives. There was an update on City Street Pilot. Couple of interesting statistics here. They said at that time there were 824 vehicles in the pilot program, 753 employees, and 71 non-employees. Those participants were spread across 37 states, but the majority, of course, in California. They then say by the end of that week, Tesla will expand the pool of participants to about 1,600, and that in a tweet on March 5th, Musk says that the current beta program will double and the next version would be 10x that size. Further expansion of this number will need to be aligned with Elon Musk. Then some stuff we had seen in the previously published emails, DMV asking about how Tesla would communicate the limitations and capabilities to the new participants, nothing interesting there. DMV then asks about Elon Musk's tweet about the FSD beta button. Quote, Tesla said they are not able to comment on the specifics of the download button, end quote. DMV then asks about the early access program and how additional beta participants will be selected. Tesla says the next group of participants will include referrals from existing participants, and the new participants will be vetted by Tesla by looking at insurance telematics based on the VINs registered to that participant. DMV asks about the feedback loop for the beta, nothing interesting there. DMV asks CJ here being CJ Moore, Director of Autopilot Software for Tesla, to address, from an engineering perspective, Elon's messaging about level 5 capability by the end of the year. So this is where we get into the controversial section. There's a sentence here that is redacted, I'll get back to that, and then it reads, quote, Tesla is at level 2 currently, the ratio of driver interaction would need to be in the magnitude of 1 or 2 million miles per driver interaction to move into higher levels of automation. Tesla indicated that Elon is extrapolating on the rates of improvement when speaking about L5 capabilities. Tesla couldn't say if the rate of improvement would make it to L5 by the end of calendar year, end quote. All right, so there's your headline. There's Tesla saying to a regulator, the California DMV, that they're not sure that they'll hit full self-driving this year. Not really any different than when Tesla in their 10Q says that additional iterations may not perform as expected in the timeframe they anticipate, or at all. Elon can express confidence in that, but that's a little bit different than promising that to a regulator. And this is just a conversation between Tesla and the DMV. They're just trying to understand. This isn't the DMV putting Tesla on trial. That said, it's easy to see why the DMV would want to ask about it. Given Elon's comments back in December, he said that he was, quote, extremely confident of achieving full autonomy and releasing it to the Tesla customer base next year, end quote. That was at the Axel Springer Award presentation. The interviewer then asked if he meant level 5. Elon said yes. Comma AI then followed up on this on Twitter, saying, quote, we hear you are extremely confident that you'll have level 5 next year. Parentheses, no longer need to pay attention at all. Want to wager $10,000 on that? We think you'll win, but not that fast, end quote. Elon replied then on January 1st, saying, quote, Tesla full self-driving will work at a safety level well above that of the average driver this year. Of that, I am confident. Can't speak for regulators, though, end quote. So the combination of those two things is probably the most aggressive communication we have seen from Elon on full self-driving this year. And he does say in that tweet, it will work this year. He does add the clause, of that I am confident, but still. The reason I bring that up is because I think this tweet is relevant to the redacted portion of this email that I mentioned earlier. So it reads here, quote, DMV asks CJ to address, from an engineering perspective, Elon's messaging about L5 capability by the end of the year, end quote. Then we have the redacted section there. However, the DMV messed up and they didn't actually redact this. It's just missing here, but you can copy and paste the text out and see what it says. And it reads, quote, Elon's tweet does not match engineering reality per CJ, end quote. So this is actually the more controversial part of this email, and this was, I think, overlooked by most of the media articles today. But I don't think we know exactly which tweet they're referring to there. I have to guess, though, it's that one that I read a second ago. Anyway, if you take that sentence in isolation, Elon's tweet does not match engineering reality per CJ, definitely doesn't sound great. But this sentence is a part of an overall paragraph, so you kind of have to read it all in context. Quote, DMV asked CJ to address, from an engineering perspective, Elon's messaging about L5 capability at the end of next year. Elon's tweet does not match engineering reality per CJ. Tesla is at level 2 currently. The ratio of driver interaction would need to be in the magnitude of 1 or 2 million miles per driver interaction to move into higher levels of automation. Tesla indicated that Elon is extrapolating on the rates of improvement when speaking about L5 capabilities. Tesla couldn't say the rate of improvement would make it to L5 by the end of calendar year, end quote. So in that full context, interpret that however you want, but to me, it appears that these are grouped thoughts. First saying that Tesla is not level 5, so Elon's tweet doesn't match the engineering reality. Tesla's at level 2. Disengagements would need to be at X per mile to move beyond level 2. Elon is extrapolating on the rates of improvement, thinking that Tesla will achieve that, but Tesla can't be certain that that will happen by the end of the year. I think that idea makes even more sense when you consider why the DMV would have wanted to redact that anyway. They give reasons for redaction earlier on in the PDF, saying, quote, The department has determined the disclosure of such records would discourage candid discussion within the department and thereby undermine the department's ability to perform its functions. As such, the department has determined the public interest in withholding these records outweighs the public interest in disclosure." End quote. So to me, it looks like they very specifically removed that part because they were worried that it'd be misinterpreted, that Tesla would be upset with them for sharing that. Again, this is just a memo recapping a conversation between Tesla and the DMV trying to share information. It's just someone taking down notes. It's not meant to capture the entire context of what or how something was said. So there's the information. Those are my thoughts. Interpret it however you choose. The only other portion of these newly published emails that I found noteworthy was kind of the wrap-up letter sent to a Tesla representative from the chief of the autonomous vehicles branch for the California DMV. And the last paragraph there begins by saying, quote, "The DMV encourages Tesla to continue to provide clear and effective communication to customers, buyers, and the general public about the city streets feature, which includes describing the capabilities and intended use and the importance of actively monitoring the vehicle," end quote, which I just highlight there because they do say the DMV encourages Tesla to continue to provide clear and effective communication. So they seem to be thinking that Tesla is doing an okay job in that regard so far. All right, two quick things here to wrap up. Tesla announced today that they have surpassed 25,000 superchargers around the world. Huge milestone there. Tesla was just over 24,500 at the end of Q1, so congrats to Tesla for passing that. And then lastly, of course, Elon Musk is hosting Saturday Night Live tomorrow evening, so best of luck to Elon for that, and obviously we'll see what he's got to say. That's where we'll leave it for today and for the week then, not a second too soon as I am losing my voice here at the end, but hope you all have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you next week for the Monday, May 10th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.